Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. There's lots of kink in pop culture. Have you ever been watching a movie and go, wow, I just spotted a kink or a fetish? I have. Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish. And that's just one example. Oh, sure. Sometimes there's an obvious reference, like in the 50 Shades of Grey movie. By the way, that's a pitiful portrayal of BDSM and power exchange. Blah. I love The Secretary so much more, and I highly recommend that movie. I got to chatting with my writing submissive service about this topic. He writes, I'd love to have a debate about the depictions you mention, and The Secretary sounds like a great place to start. I can't think of that many serious attempts to tackle the subject properly, and it's a fascinating one. Well, I will have to say, it is very hard to capture the emotional side of life. Movies, art, literature, and music all seek to illuminate life. Some capture the emotional side better than others. Not all art is equal, nor should it be. A song like Party in the USA is just a super fun, danceable bop-around pop song. Contrast this with Edvard Munch's The Scream, which he calls the study of the soul, that is to say, the study of my own soul. Whew. Each art form serves a purpose. I enjoy diversity. So I've got to mention the fetish scene and the desire to be known. People who play in the fetish scene are like all humans. We have a desire to be seen, heard, and known. I think that's why kinky people get irked with the one-dimensional portrayal of kink in popular culture. Sure, latex looks sexy and leather is a visually dominant statement, but that's just the outer depiction. The inner world, oh, that's where the real riches are. 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia.